You have good energy.
Okay. Roxy, didn't you have something, a question or something? That you wanted to bring up?
You got Jesus.
What was it?
She does. She just got back from Israel.
Do you remember what it was about? Do you remember what it was about? I guess not if you're asking me. I was hoping you were leaning into something.
Well, see, she brought some photographs of some of the sites, and I was casually tapping into the individual photographs of these sites. And one was of baths, where they would go and they would take these little baths, and I kept seeing these little baths with these little stairs, like 2 to 3 steps down, and they had the robes on, and they were just washing their feet and legs. And I was telling her about it. Well, she brought me the picture of it. My gosh, there it was. And I saw like the temple. I tend to go back into time.
You were holding a rock.
Oh, that's right. I was holding the rock from the bath, that from where they had found it. Yeah, okay. And then later, she brought me the pictures on her phone. And we were at a restaurant, and I tapped into one of the pictures. I'm casually going through like I normally do, and I thought, all I can tell you is it was definitely the stones that were walked on by Christ during the crucifixion.
She, the one, what she has, or what the in the picture?
Picture.
She sort of slid the phone across the table. Get it away, because she broke down in this restaurant. She's just like, it was powerful, very powerful.
I did break down. I couldn't help myself. I felt every emotion that you could possibly feel, from the very worst to the very best, all at the same time, with agony. Immense agony.
For yourself or for you feeling others?
No, it was his.
Well, he was
his agony.
I had only felt that energy, close to that energy, one other time, and that was when I went to Chicago and I came in contact with the energy of the Weeping Madonna. And that energy put me to my knees just as I entered into the chapel where the statue was.
And it was a true statue.
It was a true statue.
I mean, it was legitimate.
It was legitimate. This energy made that energy. This energy was tenfold what that one was. And that one put me to the floor on my knees.
Was this a digital photo or a regular photo?
It was on her phone.
So you can tap in now to the digital
phone.
Yes,
I've been able to. Yes.
That's cool.
Have you not been to Israel?
No.
After last night, she doesn't know if she needs to go.
I'm almost afraid to go.
Wow.
I don't know that I could
survive it, no.
Maybe you were at the crucifixion.
I may well have been.
But I found interesting that you said the crowds there were more against than for Christ.
They were against Christ.
Really?
Yes. They were against.
Were they Muslim? Or
Jewish?
They were Jewish.
Jewish. Well, I mean, there's all kinds there. That's the
center
of only the religions, three religions.
Not
I think she's
then.
Talking about that.
It was Hebrew. It was Jerusalem. And they were not for Christ. At least what I glimpsed was not. And the energy was not. And they were jeering.
That's why they called for his death.
That's how it's always been depicted to me. Yeah. I mean, that's how I've...
At that point in time, you don't know. Yeah, but they gave the crowd the opportunity to choose Barabbas or Christ. It was Passover.
Mm-hmm.
They chose Barabbas to be free. He was a murderer. But you have to understand that all of this was choreographed through God. Why would the people be for him? Why wouldn't they be negative?
I always wonder why Christians were so down on Judas and all of them, because if it wasn't for them, Jesus would not have been crucified. And
exactly. Thank you. Exactly. And never. It's not logical.
This is logical. I had something like that occur a couple weeks ago. Someone said something about how horrible it was that Christ was crucified, and I said, "What do you mean, how horrible it was?" I said, "It had to happen."
Of course it had to happen. That was the whole point of the mission.
And they just looked at me like I was an idiot, and I said, you know.
They don't know. People don't know. Or maybe they're taught that they don't understand or comprehend, or maybe they're not even interested.
I think a lot of those people just are taught that and they will think about,
this is going to make sense.
Why are we against the people that caused them to be crucified? Because,
I think they look at the brutality.
No, they don't understand that that was the dark side, having the free will of pain.
Maybe I think it's
mapped out. People don't understand that this is a spiritual place. They think this is a material place. People separate the material from the spiritual. But it's actually spiritual. Without the spiritual, you don't exist. This place doesn't exist. And people don't get that.
So does God test you?
Every day. Yes, God does test you. In a sense of, you're here to learn lessons. So yes, you are tested. You're in school. Hang on. What?
Well, we were talking in break about how the religious zealots have kind of screwed up Christ.
No, they messed up Christianity.
Messed up Christianity, right. Mm-hmm. And when a lot of people hear the word Jesus, they kind of like...
Well...
Because...
A lot of people have taken Christ and shoved him down people's throat, or their belief or their concept of religion, and shoved it down their throat. I'm here to tell you, Christ and religion are not the same. Religion and spirituality is not the same thing. It's a ritualistic belief system for power and money.
That came from Paul.
Ah, okay. Well, Paul was
tithing,
right.
And all that work.
Christ didn't have a church. Christ taught and expected his disciples to teach like he did. And Christ taught for us to connect, for us to do what Christ did. Not for us to go to another human being, find God. You shouldn't have to go to another human being to find God. God's there for you. The only reason I'm here is because I'm trying to get you to go to your own source. I don't want you to come to me as your source. You go to your own source. It's my job to try to help you get there. That's it.
You just point us in the right direction.
That's what I'm doing.
You're sitting here there with the road neck this side. God, 50 feet that way. 50 feet that way, there's a mirror. Look that way.
She's our GPS.
I would rather listen to you, though, than Siri.
Well, what I've tried to do, and what my guides have taught me to do, is teach practical spirituality. Stuff you can do for yourself. If you get hit by the demonic, you can take care of yourself. You get hit by a spirit, you can take care of yourself. You buy a haunted house, you can take care of the situation. You don't have to call a Wiccan or a priest or anybody else. You'll know exactly what to do.
Make it some holy water.
You make your own holy water. Yes, ma'am. If you have kids that are special, you can help to teach them, put them on the right path, how to guide them.
You need to have us.
Oh, here we go again. No, you don't. No, you don't. I heard that.
It would be so cool.
Did Jesus have a past life? Unless you're in part, unless it is a reincarnation.
It's my understanding, yes.
So that soul's on the path that we're all on.
Way higher path. Yeah, way higher.
But he ascended back into heaven.
Pardon?
But he ascended back into heaven, or did he just reincarnate?
He's not going to reincarnate here.
She don't.
I'm not sure where now, he's
what I meant was from what Steve just asked. So after, you said he did have previous lives. Mm-hmm. So did he go to heaven in between?
No.
Okay.
Who are you talking
Were
about?
Were his past Jesus. Lives as human?
Yes.
He was just a normal human person?
No.
Or he was always a human God?
Human God?
Well, in
he was always Christ.
No.
No?
No, it's my understanding. Now, I don't know this to be absolutely positively true. I really didn't get into this a whole lot, but it was my understanding that he was David. That's why he chose to be from the line of David, which Mary was from the line of David. And a couple of other incarnations that were high up incarnations.
I have a question.
Okay.
What did he do in the 18 years that are missing?
It's my understanding that he did travel.
Extensively.
Extensively.
Probably to other masters and other religions and other countries.
Other masters, not per se religions, but for wisdom, knowledge, and learning. You have to know what this earth plane is made out of as far as their wisdom and their knowledge.
Why do you think that's kept from us, that knowledge?
Because there wasn't any information that was per se given to, apparently, the Jewish people. There was information in India that they did keep and is still there about Christ going to India. There was information to some extent about Egypt. There's been in the various locations that he did go to, there was information in those locations, but they never got put into the Bible or any of those things. They were separate. Yes?
Not to mention that it just so happens that Nazareth, historically, would be the equivalent of I-30 and I-40 meeting each other. It would be crossroads of the major trade routes.
Yeah.
From
he's
everything going
Nazareth
everywhere in Roman
was
Empire.
The crossroads of the major trade routes.
So he got, even as a child, he got a chance to listen to a lot of different theories and philosophies.
Well, he also taught in the temple as well at the age of 12. Yes.
He did come over here to America.
If you get into, if you go to South America, Mexico, and the Americas, that information is there.
Really?
But, but we don't know if that was for that time frame. I believe that was for that time frame of the Pentecost, the 40 days. I think he could be in multiple places at multiple times. But
in the American Indian, Cheyenne or Sioux, they talk about an Indian named Sweetwater.
Well, they talk of a bearded man, white bearded man. And it's kind of lodged in, and to South America as well, which is kind of interesting.
Can you touch more on the different levels of heaven? And can you say that you actually ascend to these different levels and evolve with your teaching?
Okay, your first level of heaven, we have actually 10 dimensions, okay? So far, that's what science is now. And
these dimensions, we're like first, second, third dimension. Then there's fourth dimension, which is called the outer darkness, or purgatory, in which resides hell all the way through various levels and layers. Okay? There's like a gray dimension. Now, this is experience that I've gotten from several spirits that we have rescued and sent into the light during our work. When I started my work, you have to understand, I was so precise. I wanted the name, address, and phone number of every spirit that I got across. And I did. I mean, you know, I'm a skeptic. Okay, so I found out there were several of those areas. Then I found out that there's like a first level of heaven where everything that is on earth is in heaven. You want a Domino's pizza? They got a Domino's pizza. If you want to travel, stop. If you want to travel, you can travel to anywhere in the world. Everything that is here is there. You can stay there for whatever time you feel is appropriate. But if you want to take that time and you want to evolve and grow, you can move up to the next level. You go through that level, you move up to the next level. It's just like any other school. You go through the various levels.
As far as you being a teacher to other people, other souls, are you doing that too?
No.
I thought you said something about being
no.
Teacher.
When you return here,
when you return here. You can choose to use that information to help others if you choose to.
So, I was going to say, so basically you can stay on the first level at summer break or you can start class back.
Yeah. You're immortal. Or you can get stuck in the outer darkness.
We don't want that.
But no, we're not up there teaching other souls. But there are masters who can teach others.
And where are the masters evolved from? Where are they accumulating?
Most of them were not. Some of them were, but most of them were not.
So where did they come from?
They are created, like the angelic.
So would that be like when people talk about ascended masters?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sort of. Self-books.
Oracle cards.
I'm sorry, I just. There are councils, there are so many levels to the heavenly host that would just absolutely blow your mind.
I think.
Now, can you ascend as a human being? You can learn, you can grow, you can ascend, and you don't necessarily have to come back here. There are other places.
Okay, so like, when you come back, you say the people who have ascended into the higher level of heaven come back to teach on earth. Who would be some, like, would like the Dalai Lama, would that be like somebody?
No, he doesn't. He tends, I don't know that he just seems to go from one incarnation to the next. He doesn't ascend or, to my knowledge.
And then who would be like some of those type of figures?
Maybe Buddha. I don't know, I haven't followed any of them.
The Buddhists call people that decide to reincarnate to teach, they call bodhisattvas. People that don't necessarily have to reincarnate, but they choose to come back to teach.
Where do they get their knowledge?
From the previous incarnations. They're highly evolved souls.
That sounds
like Jesus. She doesn't buy anything.
No one's like Jesus. Yes.
Why did it begin with the Jews? Or why were the Jews chosen?
They were the 12 tribes, which also went along with the 12 races. The Elohim, which are the 12 races of creator races through God. And they chose the 12 tribes. They weren't Jews. They chose the 12 tribes, which actually one of the tribes was Islam, turned Islamic.
It kind of lost
I
me there.
I can't get into all of that.
That's too heavy, too high, too much for me. Yes.
So what were the circumstances involving Elijah being taken into heaven? What's the spiritual...
He was shown the heavens.
Okay.
That they exist. They, back then, everything was... They had very little knowledge. Everything was like picture.
But what good would it have been to show him if nobody could make it there until Jesus came along?
Because they would. It was there. It was possible.
For faith.
For encouragement.
Possibly for faith. I think it was might have been for confirmation purposes.
Mm-hmm.
I think people had to have confirmation. They could go back and they can read where this came into bear. When Christ's teachings then came into bear, it gave confirmation. How would you know he was true? And if he didn't have knowledge that preceded him, that people had experienced, they may not have known exactly why, but they had that knowledge.
Yeah, I can see that now because John the Baptist he paved the road for Jesus as well.
Yes.
And Elijah did too.
Yes. For that confirmation.
Right.
Exactly.
And probably an aspiration too. To, you know, people to aspire to doing better, I guess.
Yes. Absolutely.
But there was proof there was something better.
Well, for the skeptics, that's just like you said, you make them prove it to you, so it was already proven to them.
Yes. Well, we're all skeptics, as we should be. Yes.
Why did Jesus go through the baptism, and what does that represent?
I think he was showing the way for all to be baptized, to be freed of their sins. But there was a coming of times when all could be free of their sins. The baptism actually didn't free anyone of their sins at that point in time. It was the beginning of that.
So it is required now?
It goes back to redemption.
It is required now? Or not necessarily, as long as you believe and live in a...
Well, you don't have to be baptized.
Okay.
But it was a way.
I understand.
Yes, there were masters, human masters. But none of them were able to do a redemption, and none of them were able to command the divine. That's the difference. And
Their teaching may be a little more grounded, if you will, with the angelic rapture, because they actually live.
Yes, well, they would be more humanistic, more materialistic, more humanistic. Buddha was very humanistic. He taught people how to live among other people, and there was a mastery to that as well. But then you have to go back to what's delusion and what's material. What's illusional? This is all illusional. It's for the purpose of learning.
Construct.
What does belief in Jesus, or the belief in his death and crucifixion, how does belief come into being saved?
It doesn't.
Were you ascending into the heavens?
It doesn't.
Does it have anything?
It doesn't.
Because you made a statement earlier, you said before Jesus came, even the righteous that lived before him were in the outer darkness.
Levels of the outer darkness. There were upper levels of the outer darkness,
right.
Yes.
Okay. So, what after Jesus' death, people that came after Jesus, those righteous will be able access to ascend to the higher mountains. What's the term? What's the meaning of righteousness then? What's your definition of righteous?
It's not mine. I suppose leading a righteous life.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean you're going to get into heaven. If you don't get into that light, you're not going anywhere.
Whether
you believe or you don't believe. And you could be a total Satanist, but if you stepped into that light, you're going to go to heaven. That's why the crucifixion, it was for all. That's what the redemption was. It was for all. It's not a belief system. There's no belief system required.
You're saying
Adolf Hitler went to the light? Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. So let's just go there. Adolf Hitler steps into the light and he gets up to heaven. I would think that he would have to go to a principal's office or something.
The day of reckoning.
You know, we've done this before, but we'll do it again. God is not a punishing God. I'm sorry. Okay?
So Hitler gets off?
No.
Okay, that's my question.
No one gets off.
No one gets off.
No one gets off.
What
happened? He gets to face what he's done, and he has to come back, and he has to probably be put in that same position that he put those people into.
Different choice.
What goes around comes around. It just does. Mm. There's no escaping that. You can't learn unless you... You have to suffer the consequences of your bad choices and decisions, not as a punishment, as a lesson. Do you really want him to not learn and keep coming back? I don't. I'd much prefer he learned.
He has the same right to involvement as the rest of us.
He has the same right to involvement as any human being on the face of this planet. Yes. As horrible as he is.
That's why Jesus stayed with tax collectors and prostitutes and
God
drug
dealers. By the church.
And,
yes.
He didn't stay with all the rich and the.
He didn't judge.
We're all still equal.
We're all equal.
So, yeah.
Yes.
And as horrible as he is, let me just point out that there's probably a whole lot of other people who learned a whole lot of lessons during World War II.
Absolutely. Some of the worst people on this planet have been the absolute best teachers. How do we learn? Do you learn out of kindness?
Sometimes. I
don't really. No, you learn how to get away from that.
So, Carol, is that what the Day of Reckoning is? Is when you, I mean, you hear of your Day of Reckoning when you die. I mean, is that basically what it is to learn?
Oh, that reminds me. Yeah, I got chewed on a little bit after the last Friday night. Everyone does go through what they've done to others.
Okay.
Everybody does. Now, the difference is they don't necessarily go through it until they are actually ready to go through it.
Okay.
So they can actually learn from it.
So an example of that would be
let's say you beat women and you were a total womanizer, okay? When you pass from this earth plane and
you come back to the beast one.
Well, that too, yes. That too. But you get to feel and see and understand what you put the other people through.
Mm.
That's Day of Reckoning.
That's what I was trying to get at before. And I wasn't asking it properly.
Isn't that kind of like the life reading? Life review?
Yeah, life review.
Yeah, like a life review. Yeah.
Which is not mandated. It's not required, you said.
It's not absolutely required, but we all get to go through it. Get to go through this.
And it's not as...
I was wrong. It is required, but we don't have to go through it like immediately.
Oh.
It's not a punishment, Beth.
It's not a punishment.
It's to use as a lesson. Yeah. So even though you feel all those things and you go through all that, it's so that you know what you caused, right?
Yes. Absolutely.
Right.
Because everything has like she orders, but you get to feel
all
the
theirs. Yeah.
Yes. See, if you come back from the outer darkness, you don't get an opportunity to set things into place, and so you get scattered and blown up and blown apart. And your life is a habit. But if you get to go on the cross, you get into that light, you go across, you can plan this whole thing out, and you can work through all of your karmic debts and your programs, bad programs. Tell us.
So you're a wife beater.
But, really
but in this particular life, you see the light, and you don't, you realize the error of your ways, and you change, and you don't you become
you don't a change. You recognize the error of your ways.
You change your behavior. Is that okay?
No.
Say you're a wife beater, but you don't beat wives anymore.
No. No. You don't necessarily change your behavior. You change your attitude about how you're going to change your behavior.
She doesn't get what you're asking.
Because you can't change anything in heaven.
She's talking about while you're still here. If you
correct the action here.
If you correct the action here.
Correct the action here. Sure.
Then okay. So you do that. You're bad, and then you change your ways, and you go to therapy, or you go see Carol, and you live right, right? As right as you can. Then when you go to a day of reckoning or whatever we were talking about, do you still have to feel that?
No.
Because you learned it here.
Because you've learned it here.
You've learned your lesson.
You might get, I don't know to what, you might see some degree of it, but it wouldn't be as harsh.
Okay.
All I can tell you is what when I've talked to people who have gone over, okay? Mm-hmm. These are the things they have told me. And it's been repeatedly. You know, different people from different cultures, all ages. It's the same thing. They tell me the same information. Mm-hmm.
Well, that makes sense, though.
Okay. So, otherwise,
it gives me peace to know that people will be able to see the error of their ways so that they don't come back and do it again.
I personally believe that serial murderers should have an opportunity, that they should be prayed that they go into the light.
Mm-hmm. We don't want to do it again.
Because they're just going to come right back and start doing it again.
Interesting.
Everybody gets a shot.
I can't even think the name of that. The Medium, the show The Medium. That was one of the ones she dealt with, because he just kept coming back and came back as a serial killer.
But actually, it's okay, because they're going to teach other people lessons.
Everything's
that
okay
they need
because
to
it teaches lessons.
Right. So it all evens out.
It's all perfect no matter
illusion.
How you slice it.
It's the dream. This place is the dream. It's the illusion. The whole point is to learn the lesson.
That kind of reminds me of Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
Which every morning he wakes up
to
the same thing, and he realizes I can change everything I do every day.
Yep.
And he
changed his attitude.
And every day he changed, you're right, his attitude. And he was happy with it. Before he thought, this is horrible.
Help.
But then afterwards he realized,
seems like a cruel thing sometimes to me.
Where I can change my attitude and make it good.
Yeah.
The people that he treated bad the previous day, then he would compliment and treat them in a different
way. Exactly.
But there's a reincarnational element to that, because he kills himself a few times too.
Several times.
Because he knows
with the
groundhog.
I have a quick question back about on the subject of Christ. In the Orthodox Church, in the liturgy, it speaks and he ascends into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. Is that significant?
I don't know. Where religions are concerned, you have man's concept of what God is.
I just did not know if that has any significance.
I don't know. I know that you do have to pray your prayers in the name of Jesus Christ, because he is the Redeemer.
Right.
You can try other names of other masters. It just doesn't cut it. But you can try.
But our right side is our good side, as far as the hearing.
That is true.
So that might... I didn't know if you knew of anything significant about the right side, other than that.
All I know is that that's what my guides told me. I'll have to ask them.
I'm curious about that.
we hear the good things on our in our right side.
Yeah, right. That's what I was saying. That's that's.
There might be significance to that.
Yeah.
But who sits on the left?
Well, that's what I've always pictured the Holy Spirit as the left. So that's why I don't know.
It's the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. It is the Trinity.
Right.
The dark side always knocks the Trinity. There's always three knocks.
Three scratches.
The cross is turned upside down on the wall or whatever the case may be. You know, there's the dark side is so freaked out over Christ. Hello.
So is it okay now since I've done the lifting and stuff to paint over the scratches on my wall? I mean,
sure. Absolutely, unless you want to keep a reminder.
Kind of kept it as a reminder that I need to be aware every day.
Yeah,
far away.
All right, we are going to conclude.
Been a good session.
Excellent. Good.